Praise the Lord. The message tonight, IOU agape. You know, an IOU is an informal agreement of debt. The Bible speaks about this debt that we have toward one another and toward all people. And so I trust the word will minister to you tonight. Let's begin with Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. The Bible says, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. The entire scriptures. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love, agape. Agape does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, agape is the fulfillment of the law. Owe no man anything, the Bible says, but to love one another. We owe one another agape love. We owe one another this divine love of God, and to that we move and operate in our relationships, in our life, in this divine love. For those unfamiliar, agape is one of the Greek words for love. There are two words in the New Testament Greek that are the main words for love. One is agape, the other is philia, spelled P-H-I-L-I-A. Philia love, agape love, philia love. Philia is friendship love. It's affection, it's kindness, it's human kindness, it's brotherly love. We have it in the Word of God in a statement of a place, Revelation 3, to the church at Philadelphia. Philadelphia, made up of philia and adelphos. Adelphos means one born of the same womb. It means a brother. Philadelphia, philia adelphos, brotherly love. And there's a city in the U.S. of A. that is the city of brotherly love, or should be. So we have Philadelphia, this affection, this friendship love. Of course, in the Christians, it's on an elevated level because of the power of the Holy Spirit. But then we have, beyond that, we have this agape. Agape love. It's divine love. It is the love that is used of the love of God. It's a deliberate love. It's a giving love. God so loved that agape that he gave. Agape is a giving love. It seeks the highest good for its object. It is a self-sacrificing love. It is a selfless love. It gives, it pours out. This is the love of God. This divine love is the love that comes from God alone. And this is the love that is to operate in our lives. Owe no man anything, but that you would have agape love. We owe agape love to one another. This heavenly love, this transcendent love, this love that seeks the best and the highest good for its object. Number one tonight, I want to remind you, the world does not have agape. The world does not have agape. When it talks about all we need is love and let's love one another, they do not have agape. Agape is only for the sons and daughters of God. It's for believers. They're the only ones who can receive it. Romans 5:5 says, now hope does not disappoint because the agape of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. You can't have agape unless you're born again, you serve Jesus Christ and follow him, and the Holy Spirit has poured this love of God, this divine love, into your heart. This love has been poured out. This agape of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. 1 John 4, 7 to 8, the Apostle John said, beloved, let us love one another. Let us have agape love for one another, for agape is of God. And everyone who has agape is born of God and knows God. He who does not have agape does not know God, for God is agape. That's how clear the scriptures are. The world outside of the Christian community does not have agape love. This agape comes from God, this self-sacrificing, giving, deliberate love, this caring love. Let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone who loves is born of God. Everyone who has agape is born of God and knows God. That's why the world has such a hard time of things. That's why the world is in the state it is. Chaos and trouble and wars and fighting and criticism and slander and hatred and anger and bitterness. It doesn't have agape. It's restricted to philia, brotherly love, which is a natural love. Again, in Christians, it is elevated, this love of the brethren. But in the world, it's a natural love. I like what A.B. Simpson said about natural love. He said, natural love is selfish in nature and terminates upon its own gratification. Divine love is unselfish and reaches out to the good of its object. And therefore, the strongest affection born of earthly passion may turn to the bitterest hate if it is crossed or disappointed. And how true it is. Only agape never fails. That love of God, that persistent love of God, divine love, that transcendent love. 1 John 4:15 to 16 says, whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the agape that God has for us. God is agape. And he who abides in agape abides in God and God in him. Agape is a love that only the Christian can know. The world does not have agape, but we have this love of God poured out in our hearts, and we have a responsibility for it. Owe no man anything but agape. I owe you agape. I owe every person agape. I owe every brother and sister in the church, every member of the house of God, every member of my family. I owe them agape. That sacred obligation on my life. Number two, three statements tonight. Number two, the Bible says, add to your faith agape. Now, when it speaks of faith here in the context, it's speaking of our salvation experience, our born again experience when we accepted the Lord. By grace are you saved through faith. So when we come to Christ, we have faith. Belief in Jesus Christ. And Peter, the apostle, said, add to your faith agape. You have to add to your faith. This is intentional. You add this agape. You work it out. So 2 Peter 1, 5-8. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. That's excellence. To virtue, knowledge. Knowledge of the Lord, the scriptures. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. Worship, a life of holiness. To godliness, Philadelphia. Brotherly kindness, that's the word in the Greek. To godliness, add philia, love. Brotherly kindness. Philadelphia, and to Philadelphia, add agape. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Peter says you have to go to work with your Christian life. There has to be some intention and purpose. He said, begin to add to your faith. Begin to add to your faith. And he said, one thing you want to make sure you add, it's the crowning one, number 7. He said, you want to add agape to your life. 1 Peter 1:22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere Philadelphia, love of the brethren, brotherly kindness. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, and now you have sincere friendship love among the brothers and sisters in Christ, he says, agape one another. Have agape love toward one another fervently with a pure heart. He's using the two words in one verse. He says, add this agape, add this love of God, this divine giving love, self-sacrificing love. Colossians 3:12-14. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on agape. Put on agape, he said, which is the bond of perfection. That love of God. You know, Christian love is really an amazing thing. Despite all our lingering character flaws and human personality traits and persisting selfishness, the love of the Christian community is an outstanding miracle. How the people of God live together and worship and love together and serve. There is nothing like it in the world. That agape, that love of God that rests upon the people and in the house of the Lord. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, because you have agape for one another. They will look and see the kindness, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the forgiveness, the forbearing in the house of the Lord and among the people of God, and they will wonder at it. People that have been so betrayed at times and treated so with such disregard, and yet the love of God has worked in them to heal them of their wounds, and they can now face people that have come against them and broken them, and they can actually be peaceful and be kind, be civil, have a good word. This is the love of God in the Christian community. There's no love like it. Add to your faith agape. Add to your faith agape. This is something that we're responsible to do. I owe you agape. Number 3, be perfect as your Father is perfect. Wow, what a statement. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So he's calling us, what is agape? It's the bond of perfection. Put on humility, kindness, but make sure you get that agape added to your life. It is the bond of perfection. So number 3, be perfect as your Father is perfect. Matthew 5:43-48. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. You know that first verse, 43? You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. The only way that you can, in my estimation, reconcile that verse is that it has application to the Old Covenant Israel. To the national identity of Israel, God gave his people in the Old Covenant a natural land, a national identity and distinction, and they had borders to protect. And enemies would come against them, and because of that, they had to fight to protect their sons and daughters and their livelihood and everything about them. And there was a hatred against their enemies. But truly, the Lord said, I give you the land of Canaan, and truly the only holy wars in history were those wars that related to the Old Testament promised land of Canaan. Jesus said, the old covenant is passing away. I'm going to have an international people. The Israel of God will be a people made up of every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. And he said, there's going to be a new way of life. You won't be fighting for a national identity or to protect the borders of your land because it's an international people. He said, I say to you, love your enemies. That's the word agape. Have agape love for your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Jesus said, therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, I hope some of you didn't check out of the message and out of the meeting with these words. So that's impossible. Nobody can live like that. It can't be done. That's the agape of God right there. That's agape. It's the divine love of God, steadfast, sure, deliberate, giving, sacrificing, believing the best. The question is, how do I work out this agape of God in life, in relationships, in this hostile world, in circumstances and situations? How do I work out this love of God? How do I work out this love of God in relation to a difficult family member? Maybe a testy prodigal son or daughter. An unkind neighbor. A trying marriage. In the presence of an overbearing and exasperating boss. Difficult people at work. How do I work out this agape? Be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. How do we work it out? How do I work out this agape of God without compromising spiritual Christian principles and soft peddling the Word of God? How do I work this out? How do I work it out in the face of slander and persecution? People are coming against me, criticizing me. You know, I wish tonight that I had a beautiful and precise answer for you. But I don't. What to say in every situation? How to act in every situation? I don't have this perfect answer for you, but neither does the Word of God. But the answer that the Word of God gives is that we must work out this agape in our lives prayerfully and carefully. That's the answer from the Bible. Work out this agape. Work it out prayerfully. Work it out carefully in your life. Monitor your heart. Monitor your words and your actions. Work out this love of God. in your life. Pray. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Word of God. Speak the truth in love. Hold your tongue. Be kind. Rule the flesh. Do good. Don't retaliate. Don't return insult for insult. Don't speak evil. Don't gossip. Don't slander. Seek the wisdom of God on what to say and what not to say. Seek the guidance of God on when you should step away and when you should stay. And if you cross the line and transgress, or if you speak out of turn, be quick to say to yourself, that's not agape. And repent, apologize if need be, and continue on your way. And that is the way that you will be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. That is the way of the Lord. Philippians chapter 2, 12 to 13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. God is working in you by His Spirit, by His Word. The love of God, the agape of God is poured out in our hearts. God says, I'm working within you. Now you work it out. You work it out prayerfully and you work it out carefully. Let's have the worship ministry come. I want to refer to 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 8, these great words on agape, the definition of agape in 1 Corinthians 13. I've added a few comments and switched some translations around. This is what I have tucked in my Bible. So when I read 1 Corinthians 13, I look at these extra little notes. Say, man, I got to add agape today. You know, it's just possible that you're going to have one or two opportunities this week to work out this message. Love, agape, suffers long and is kind. Agape does not envy. Agape does not parade itself, that is, speak of its own accomplishments. It's not puffed up. It's not arrogant, prideful, haughty. Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, that is, does not insist on its own way, is not easily provoked, annoyed, irritated, thinks no evil, is not suspicious of people, does not bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Agape never fails. If there is failure, it wasn't agape. It might have been philia, friendship love. It might have been some form of natural love, and it failed because natural love can turn from warmth and affection to bitterness and disregard. But agape never fails. That's the love of God. It just keeps coming, seeking the highest good, believing, trusting, praying. It's kind. It's merciful. Even as the Father in heaven, He's kind to the just and unjust. He sends His sunshine upon evil and good. He sends His rain upon the righteous and the unrighteous. This love of God poured out in our hearts, and we're called to work it out every day of our life, all day long. Well, let's stand together and close with Jude chapter 1, verses 20 to 21. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the agape of God. Keep yourselves in the agape of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Hallelujah. Let's surrender to the Lord tonight. Give Him our circumstances. Give Him our relationships. Give Him our frustrations. Maybe there's somebody you need to lift up tonight and say, I'm going to pray for that person. They've been despitefully using me, been unkind or rude. I'm just going to pray for them tonight, and I'm going to have that love of God, and I'm going to bless that tonight in the name of Jesus. If anyone would like prayer tonight, the altars are always open. Come, and prayer team will minister to you. But tonight, let's ask the love of God to be poured out afresh in our hearts. And I trust this ministry and this message tonight will help you this week, and that you will prayerfully and carefully guide your steps every day, all day long. Jesus, Jesus, I seek your wisdom. What to say and what not to say. Jesus, how to act and how not to act. I need your presence. I need to stay filled with the Holy Ghost and be built up on my most holy faith. God bless you tonight.